WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The race for the White House is closing in on the final stretch, with the Democrats utilizing one of the party's biggest assets. Here's CBS News correspondent Nicole Skanga.
Former President Barack Obama stumped for Harris in Arizona, where the race also remains tight.
What I cannot understand is why anyone would think that Donald Trump will shake things up in a way that is good for you.
Trump stopped by a campaign office in Michigan's Muslim-majority city of Hamtramck. The Democratic mayor has endorsed Trump, who vowed to conduct mass deportations of people living in the U.S. illegally.
With the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, there is renewed attention on freeing the remaining hostages in Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocenzio reports from Tel Aviv.
Joy was immediate for many in Israel, but not for all.
And what went through your mind?
Glad is not the right word, because you never want somebody to be dead.
Merav Gonen is the mother of Romy, now 24 years old and still a hostage in Gaza.
In the tunnels, without daylight, can you imagine not to see your daughter for a year?
At least 33 people were killed and 85 wounded in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza today. The trial of Richard Allen, charged with murdering two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana, 7 years ago, started today with opening statements. CBS's Meg Oliver reports from the courthouse.
Prosecutor Nicholas McLeland said the case is about three things: bridge guy, a bullet, and the brutal murder of two girls. Bridge guy refers to this image captured on Libby's phone shortly before she was killed. And this audio clip, prosecutors say, was a man forcing the girls off the bridge at gunpoint. The bullet refers to an unused round located near the bodies that prosecutors say matched a gun owned by Allen.
CBS's Linda Kenyon reports Boeing's biggest supplier of airline parts is furloughing 700 workers.
Spirit AeroSystems says the furlough will begin on October 28th and will last 3 weeks. The company, which makes fuselages, cited a slowdown in work due to the labor strike at Boeing. Some 33,000 Boeing machinists in the Pacific Northwest walked off the job September 13th. As a result, Boeing halted production of its 767s, 777s, and its Boeing 737 MAX jets. Spirit AeroSystems says if the Boeing strike continues beyond November, layoffs and additional furloughs may be necessary. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Two Rivers couple charged in the death of the woman's three-year-old son made their first court appearance Friday on new charges. The Manitowoc County Court Commissioner set bail at $500,000 for Jesse Vang and $400,000 for Katrina Bauer. Elijah Vu had been missing for 7 months before his body was found last month. The cranberry harvest is underway, Savannah Tome Olson reports.
David Zawatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberries says you can support farmers by buying local, and now's the perfect time.
You can stock up this time of the year, put them in the freezer, take them out all year long, add them to your salads. You know, I like cranberry sauce and everything.
Farmers are now harvesting, which was complicated by the freeze earlier this week. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Wisconsin grows 60% of the nation's cranberries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A showdown for the Packers and Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans tomorrow at noon. I asked Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs at 5-1 just how good is this Texans team.
We viewing this as a playoff matchup. I mean, you know, that team over there, even though they're in the AFC, they have a really good team. I think they probably at the end of the year, they're probably going to finish, you know, top four in the AFC. So we viewing it as a playoff matchup, you know, to see where we at right now and see where they're at.
Former NFL linebacker DeMeco Ryans has turned around the Texans franchise in his first year as their head coach and talked about Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, watching the tape on Jordan Love, I think, you know, he's really very, very good quarterback. Talk about putting the ball where he wants it, like his pinpoint accuracy, like really good. It's got to be a big challenge. Everybody just has to maintain their focus, eye discipline, rush discipline.
That's Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing and cooler, highs mid-70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. We are working on getting Christopher Steele online here so that we can... he hasn't signed in yet? Okay. All right. Well, while you're working on that, Nate, I think I'll just pick up some phone calls here, and when Mr. Steele drops by, we'll put him on the air. Pat in Flossmoor, Illinois. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was hoping that Vice President Harris would consider expanding funding. She mentioned funding for people that are taking care of their seniors in home who are ill, but also funding for people who have family members in nursing homes. My husband has early onset Alzheimer's and stage 4 liver failure, and we are paying currently $6,483 a month. This is a recent increase. And the other places I looked at were going for $10,000, $11,000 a month.
Right.
We could desperately lose some federal assistance here. He's blowing through his 401k like you wouldn't believe. And this is just a nice mid-level nursing home. No big smoking whistles. The people are nice, but it's just too expensive. The state-run places are an abomination. And I even talked to someone that I met that worked there, and she said, no, she wouldn't put her family member there.
No, I get it, Pat. No, you're absolutely right. And Kamala Harris has said that this is one of the things she wants to do with Medicare, is have Medicare pay for long-term treatment, and that's just a wonderful thing. Pat, thanks for the call. Christopher Steele is with us, the author of a new book, Unredacted, Russia, Trump, and the Fight for Democracy, as you can see here on your screen. It's absolutely brilliant. And Christopher Steele, of course, of the infamous Steele dossier. Mr. Steele, Christopher Steele, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Tom. Pleased to be here with you.
So tell me, first of all, the question I'm sure you inevitably always get asked right off the bat and that people are wondering is, what's the latest on the PP tapes?
I think there are a couple of points that I'd make on that subject. One is, of course, that this is established Russian modus operandi. This is how Russian security services work. And there have been numerous examples in the past involving people like the prosecutor general in the 1990s and the former prime minister and so on. And people don't immediately realize that.
By this, you're talking about Trump being handed basically a couple of hookers.
The Russian intelligence services wire up most of the hotels in Moscow and St. Petersburg, and they record what goes on in them. And we've seen that happen numerous times, including to foreign visitors, but also to their own public figures. So This is not a big surprise in a way to us. It may be shocking, but it's not surprising. The second thing to say, of course, is that, as I draw out in the book, a couple of other sort of information points on this issue. One is the exchange between Michael Cohen and a Georgian-Russian contact of his in Moscow that features in the Mueller report and hasn't been highlighted, which was a discussion between them in 2016 about sex tapes and Donald Trump. So that's, I think, quite significant. Over and above that, obviously, other things that have come to light more recently in terms of this particular issue.
So you're of the opinion that the probability or possibility of the existence of these tapes is still a legitimate concern?
I think it's a legitimate concern, and sadly, I don't think we will ever know the full truth of this until and unless the Putin regime falls and we get access to the security service files, a bit like we did with the famous Stasi files, if you remember, after the collapse of the Berlin Wall and the East German state. So I really hope one day that we will see those files, and I think that it's quite possible and conceivable that the Putin regime will collapse at some point, but it's not doing so at the moment.
Yeah, I used to live in West Germany, right on the East German border. So I have often thought about going back and seeing if I'm in the Stasi files. I did visit East Germany a couple of times. Anyhow,
just on that point, it's actually interesting. My business partner, Chris Burrows, who served in East Berlin in the Foreign Office, he actually managed to get hold of his Stasi file from that era, and it was 300 pages long.
Wow.
And he's actually writing a book about that. So who knows what we might find in the future if the regime in Moscow does in fact fall.
Well, pardon the digression. We're talking with Christopher Steele. He's got a new book out, Unredacted, which is just absolutely brilliant. You've got to get it. How would I go about getting my Stasi files?
I think you can actually apply for them officially to the German government. That's how Chris got his. But you may have to actually go to Germany to do that.
Yeah.
But well, it would certainly be, if you're interested, I'm sure you could get hold of them if they're still there.
Yeah, well, I do go there with some regularity, and I speak German, so yeah, what, fascinating. Thank you. You note in your book that, or you share some new information about Donald Trump's ties to Russia, or point out that there is new information about his ties to Russia. Tell us about that.
Well, two different things here, obviously. Russian interference, as it's carried on after 2016, is one thing. And then there's some other information which is new about his ties to Russia. I'm not sure it's new. It certainly hasn't been picked up. It hasn't been sort of fed into the public debate. I mean, this issue of whether he ever met Russian officials when he went there, for example. And there's a photograph of him with a local fixer called David Giovannis meeting the deputy mayor of Moscow, I think back in the 1990s or the early noughties, as we call them. So I think there are points of detail there. There are information points, and we've seen from other reporting of late, and particularly this Bob Woodward book, which I haven't read yet, but which I understand sort of puts forward at least some source evidence that Trump and Putin have had some numerous phone calls since Trump left office. So there's some strange things going on in that space, certainly.
Given what you know about Trump's associations with Putin and you know, Moscow's interest in American politics, what would be your speculation about if he has had, per Bob Woodward, at least seven conversations with Putin since he left office? About the nature of those conversations, do you think that they would be commercial, like, "Hey, I still want to build a Trump Tower," or that they would be political, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think my main concern would be, and a lot of this does revolve around Ukraine, of course, and it always has done, that attempts in Congress or by Trump to get congressional Republicans, to block aid and assistance, particularly military aid, to Ukraine. Earlier this year, and indeed probably previously, would have featured in those conversations. I don't know, obviously, but that would be the main concern.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably quite likely, because Putin is effectively obsessed with Ukraine. Putin sees defeating Ukraine, subjugating Ukraine, reincorporating Ukraine or parts of it, what have you, as essential to his legacy, effectively. And he's been prepared to sacrifice a very large number of his own citizens and youth particularly in what is a quagmire of a battle which he hasn't prevailed in. So I think that a lot of the roads in all these issues, whether it's Trump or Russian interference or the war, lead back to Ukraine.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. The Mueller report, you read about the failures of the Mueller report. And you know, Trump is running around going, Russia, 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 hoax, hoax, hoax. Speak to that, please.
Yeah, I think the Mueller report was a criminal investigation, effectively. I mean, that was his brief. It wasn't a counterintelligence investigation. There's a significant difference between counterintelligence and what you can do with it and criminal evidence. The main issue with counterintelligence is to understand how your adversary operates and to try and disrupt it effectively. Very rarely does counterintelligence information get into a court proceeding, not least because sources obviously have to be protected, methods have to be protected. So I think the Mueller investigation was necessarily rather limited. And what surprised me, I think, were two things. One was that he didn't really follow the money, as it were, as I know is a phrase that relates to Watergate in your country. And it didn't seem to be any attempt to look into Trump's, you know, history of his economic and financial ties with Russia. I think one of his sons once mentioned that a lot of their money came from Russian investors.
Both of his sons have said that on different occasions. Yeah.
Indeed. So I think that was an important point, really.
Can you stick around with us for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Thank you very much. Christopher Steele is with us. He has a new book out. It's called Unredacted: Russia, Trump, and the Fight for Democracy. And this is the real story here. You want to check this out. We'll be back in just a few seconds here with Christopher Steele. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Unredacted is the book, Russia, Trump, and the Fight for Democracy, the author Christopher Steele. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt. And you're stressed out. You know, if that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. You can be a light, a beacon, standing strong. Welcome back. We're talking with Christopher Steele, the author of Unredacted, Russia, Trump, and the Fight for Democracy. Mr. Steele, the Trump victory, you write, a Trump victory in 2024 would be catastrophic. Can you lay out for us what you would expect to happen based on the knowledge that you have of Trump and also of, you know, Trump's alliances? I mean, would he, for example, would he pull the United States out of NATO and seek to form an alliance with Russia, China, North Korea, that sort of, I mean, could it get that extreme?
I'm not sure it would go quite that far, certainly not initially. But I think the issue in NATO and in our alliance is whether we have this Article 5 confirmed that we have mutual self-defense against the likes of Russia and China. And I think there's a significant worry, particularly actually in Eastern Europe, in places like the Baltic states and Poland, that Trump will not be reliable in that regard and that effectively collective defense in NATO will disappear. And if you remember, actually, it's quite significant that the only time Article 5 has ever been invoked was by the United States itself after 9/11, at which time all of us NATO allies of yours came to your assistance. So I think that's a very significant risk going forward. I also think that an isolationist America, if we look at history and the Republican Party is now becoming very isolationist, Trump is very isolationist and not in favor of free trade, means that the international order, of which America is the anchor, really, will come under threat. And I suspect that aid will be cut off to Ukraine, that Russia may, in fact, then prevail in Ukraine in some shape or form, which would set a terrible example to China over Taiwan, which I don't think Trump is committed to defending, and indeed other despotic regimes and authoritarian regimes, which have their eye on territories owned by and sovereign to other states.
Do you
things
see
like Venezuela and Guyana even? I mean, there are many, many territorial disputes in the world that could boil over if Russia is allowed to prevail in Ukraine by a second Trump presidency.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you see a growing a bifurcation of the world, basically a new allies versus axis? And if so, what kind of danger does that present? Where might it go?
It presents a danger of proliferation of technologies and weapons and political instability. I think I say in the book that I'm not convinced of the alliance between China and Russia. At the moment, China has far too much stake in the world international order, particularly the economic order of free trade and free passage, to go down that route. But I certainly think that it's possible that China could become like Russia if it's mishandled. And I think that's a big threat going forward. And the ultimate sort of barometer of that, of course, would be if China were to make a move towards Taiwan, or either blockading Taiwan, which is probably more likely than an invasion, but still a very serious development, which would result in sanctions and our economy going down. Because I think whilst we can deal probably with a rogue Russia, I'm not sure we can deal with a rogue China, and certainly the world economy can't. So I think there are lots of elements there which are deeply worrying, where a lot of the stability and the wealth creation and the harmony that we've had over the last 80 years in the West would be significantly impacted.
We have a little less than a minute to a hard break here. I'm curious if you see any wild cards in this equation. I know China is reaching out to Africa aggressively. You know, Russia is trying to consolidate relationships around the world, now with Cuba, I guess, more aggressively.
I don't see any wild cards, but what I do see very disappointingly is that the battle for the hearts and minds, if you like, of the global south, particularly those countries in the global south which are large and at least semi-democratic, like Brazil and India, do not seem to be on side any longer. Mm. And one of the reasons for that is that China is trading with them more and lending them more money. There's an amazing diagram I saw which compared China and America as main trading partners in the world of different countries. And in 2000, America was by far the biggest trading partner of most countries, and now it's China. And that's a very fundamental shift that is gradual but radical, and which portends a difficulty of us in terms of the global south.
Yeah, I get it. The book is Unredacted, Russia, Trump, and the Fight for Democracy, the author Christopher Steele. Mr. Steele, thank you so much for dropping by today. It is a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for writing a brilliant book.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cotton skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their own names, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today by going to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, that's HomeTitleLock.com/TOM.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Former President Barack Obama is on the campaign trail telling a crowd in Tucson, Arizona, not to believe former President Donald Trump's tough guy persona.
Real strength is about taking responsibility for your actions and telling the truth even when it's inconvenient.
The killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar apparently doesn't mean a ceasefire is any closer, as the BBC's Wired Davis reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas said his death, although tragic for them, would not change their course of action. They won't stop fighting in Gaza, they say, until Israel agrees to a full ceasefire.
The trial of Richard Allen for the murder of two Indiana teenagers 7 years ago is underway, the judge taking control.
The judge has his trial locked down, banning cameras and devices inside court, issuing a gag order, and sequestering the jury for the duration of the trial.
CBS's Meg Oliver reporting from the courthouse. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee attorney has been sentenced to 16 months in federal prison for millions of dollars in tax evasion. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Eric Lenzen pleaded guilty for not paying over $2.4 million in income taxes between 2016 and 2021. Lenzen was ordered to pay restitution plus penalties and interest. A large Fox Valley shopping center has a new owner. Lisa Hale reports.
The Shops at Oshkosh, also known as the Outlet Mall, just off of I-41, has been purchased by a company that's owned by Woodman's Corporation, a large grocery store chain headquartered in Janesville. Oshkosh City Manager Mark Roloff says the city doesn't know what the plan for the site is, but Woodman's had been looking at the area for about 5 years. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In This Makes a Ton of Sense News, Variety reports that Al Pacino says he took roles in movies that he didn't even understand because he was flat broke. Pacino says one minute he had $50 million and the next minute he had nothing, thanks to his accountant who stole from him and ended up spending 7.5 years in jail. Pacino went back to work, but not for the money he made when he was younger. This makes a lot of sense, as the actor did a lot of not-so-memorable films post-2010. His new memoir, Sonny Boy, is available for purchase this week. If you like musicals, you'll love this. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson are set to play a couple who is part of a Neil Diamond tribute band. Variety reports Song Sung Blue is in the early stages of production. The cast also includes Fisher Stevens, Jim Belushi, and Michael Imperioli. The show is based on a real-life couple who are struggling musicians and formed said tribute band in 2008, calling it Lightning and Thunder. Who else thinks this sounds like an absolute blast? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing and cooler, highs mid-70s. Sunny, warmer and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. It's 55 right now.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll have a guest from Planned Parenthood on how the fight to restore women's health care rights is not losing steam as Election Day draws near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
More effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superberrine and get 15% off. Just go to superberrine.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. The Superberrine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And to get a free month supply of Superberrine and get 15% off, superberrine.com, use that code Tom, T-H-O-M. A chorus of paws and hearts so bright, we gather round, our voices strong, singing for justice all night long. We stand tall with our feline friends. We answer the call. It's Cat Ladies for Kamala. Welcome back, Mike, in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
First time caller.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You raised the issue about how to combat Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that a class action lawsuit against Fox from all Democrats, because they're allowing Trump to basically slander all Democrats when he says Democrats are committing voting fraud.
Hmm.
And it would not be for money. It would be for equal time, because every time he lies about us committing fraud, because, you know, he's falsely accusing Democrats of committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're suggesting basically a defamation lawsuit.
Yes, a defamation lawsuit.
I don't think that, well, I'm quite sure public figures and news media organizations can't sue for defamation.
Well, no. The public can't sue for defamation.
Oh, well, the public could. I'm just not sure that the Democratic Party could. I suppose individual Democrats could, but they'd have to be named.
Yeah. Right. Yes. It would have to be named. Yes. Yes. But basically, no. But what Fox needs to do then is basically say voter fraud's a crime, and basically there was no criminal charges ever filed by anybody in the Republican Party or Donald Trump for voter fraud.
Well, there have been a few dozen, actually, but by and large, you're right.
Criminal charges, no. I'm talking about not individual voter fraud. I'm talking about the mass voter fraud that Trump is claiming.
I get it.
There was probably less than 100 cases of individual voter fraud in 2020.
Right.
But Trump is claiming that there was significant voter fraud by the Democrats, and every Democrat must have committed the crime of voter fraud, or at least a million Democrats must have committed voter fraud.
Yeah.
But Fox is letting him basically say that without ever having to tell his people, telling his audience, if there was a crime committed, voter fraud's a crime, why didn't you file a criminal complaint?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you, if you really had evidence? I mean, they only did civil lawsuits. They didn't do any criminal lawsuits.
He had 60 civil lawsuits, 61 civil lawsuits.
Yeah, they were civil, but they weren't criminal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and voter fraud is a crime. So you should address what you're claiming is a crime.
Yeah.
If you have evidence of a crime and you're basically saying, well, I'm not going to file a complaint, they don't really believe what they're saying.
No, they don't. By the way, they've been saying this since the 70s. The Republican Party.
They've been saying it since
the 60s. They were claiming that Jack Kennedy stole the election in 1960 in Chicago, which is weird because if he had lost Illinois, he still would have become president. But that's, you know, that's their story and they're sticking to it. Well, Mike, it's an interesting notion, and maybe somebody who's an attorney who knows the law better than I do can call in and weigh in on it. Mike, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. Eric in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today? Eric, listening on SiriusXM in Charleston, South Carolina? Going once, going twice. Eric, I'm sorry. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
I'm still stuck on the Federal Reserve pulling billions of dollars out of the markets.
They're still doing it?
They're still doing it. So today we got the newest numbers in, and for the last 2 weeks they only pulled out around $7 billion. Normally they do $13, $14 billion a week. Mm-hmm. And so in the last 2 weeks, they pulled out $7 billion, meaning that they're saving up for the really big chunks of money that they're going to pull out of the markets for election, right around Election Day.
Or they're just trying to minimize the impact. I mean, you know, you're assuming the worst.
Assuming the worst. I'm only assuming the worst because when we had the debate, the VP debate, mm-hmm. they pulled out $63 billion just before and during that debate.
Like, here, let's give a gift to Vance.
Yeah, so the Democrats couldn't brag about the market going up mm-hmm. because the Fed drove it down.
Right.
And then the same thing happened, something similar happened when they were having the conventions, when Biden and Trump was doing a debate. Something similar happened on a smaller scale. It's not coincidental. Mm-hmm. Powell is a Republican.
Yeah.
He's going to do, just like the Supreme Court does, he's going to do everything possible to get Trump back in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, like I said, in a two-week period, only $7 billion. The week, 2 weeks of the VP debate, $63
billion. Mm-hmm.
He still has a chance, and the election is coming up in roughly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He still has a chance to do another $63 billion right around Election Day. Mm-hmm. The markets will be falling. This is what I'm predicting.
Mm-hmm.
The markets will be falling around Election Day, and that's going to make people feel a little uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
To put the Democrats back in the White House.
Well, this is the
other
point
thing
of what
he...
I'm sorry. This is the point of the story that I read earlier about how, you know, this Wall Street analyst is saying that with 97% accuracy, if the market is going up on Election Day, the incumbent wins. If the market's going down, the challenger wins. And thus, they're giving a 74% probability of a Harris win right now. But if what you're describing, you know, if the Fed could engineer a drop in the market in the last week, of course, that would be moderated by a lot of early voting, Larry.
It is, but again, the biggest day is going to be Election Day.
Yeah.
And so you have this situation where the appearance of a conflict of interest comes into play. When Donald Trump was running for his second term, the Fed put in quantitative easing. They dumped in...
This is in 2020. In 2020.
In 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They dumped in roughly $200 billion, and the markets went up.
Right.
Under Biden, now that the Democrats are trying to get a second term, they pulled roughly $200 billion in the last 3 months. You look at the two comparisons, and they could stop guys like me from saying this if they simply did it even-handedly.
Yeah.
Even if they're going to be doing QT, they would take the same amount out every week.
No, I
Instead,
get that.
They're bunching it. They're bunching it around very important dates, and it's helping the Republicans and hurting the Democratic Party.
Absolutely fascinating. Larry, there are Democrats on the Fed Open Market Committee, on the group that Powell has to negotiate with and work with in order to adjust interest rates and presumably to pull money in and out of the marketplace.
Democrats are the only ones that are allowed in the Federal Reserve. People like Manchin. These are people like who tend to vote in the same direction of Republicans, just not quite as bad.
Right.
But these are conservatives that are doing this.
Yeah.
They don't mind if Donald Trump gets a second term, but they might prefer a Democratic party member, but they wouldn't care much even if Donald Trump were to get in there again, because they believe that the Republicans are fiscally conservative, which is a blatant bald-faced lie.
Right, I get it.
We know that the Democrats are the ones that are fiscally conservative because they're the ones that balance the budget. They're the ones that reduce deficits. The Republicans explode the deficit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we've been seeing this ever since the two Santa Claus theory burst on the scene in 1981. Larry, thank you. Absolutely brilliant stuff, and as always. And I really appreciate your weighing in and sharing your perspective with us. It's always appreciated. Thanks a lot, Larry. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Trump keeps canceling speeches and that interview today with Dan Bongino. Something weird is going on. We'll be right back with more details. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught Cottonskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line because policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. And that's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this critical fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 to get a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
The suburbs, not the Appalachia frontier. J.D. Vance, you're just a tale they sell. While real folks struggle in a system built to fail. It's a J.D. Vance LG Griff's and lies with a smile, cause you never want to drift from the suburbs to the Senate. You climb so high.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Andy in Wilmington, Delaware. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great.
Sounds like you're driving.
Tom, listen, I am. I'm listening to your opening rant about misinformation, and it struck a chord with me. And I think information and facts have changed in the last 12 years or so, however long Fox...
You mean the reality of them or the definition of them?
The reality of them, their relationship to truth. And I think Kellyanne Conway had sort of a prophetic phrase of the alternate fact.
Right.
In fact, it's really, a fact doesn't matter unless it can you can use it to your advantage. And so, in other words, I think what Trump has done is sealed the deal with our thinking being transactional. Like, I don't care if the pee-pee tapes are real, if that actually happened. Who cares? Donald Trump's having fun. I want my eggs cheaper, and I want my mortgage lower.
Right.
And I think it's that is all that seems to matter with at least half of the country. And it really bothers the hell out of me because, facts and information is important. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you two spaces where this has had an effect in my opinion. Medical profession. And when Trump got in here, what has happened to people's opinion about medicine, doctors, nurses, et cetera? It's gone in the toilet.
Yeah.
They don't believe their doctors anymore. They don't believe in vaccines anymore. That's just one area.
Yeah.
Racism. Fox News has legitimized racism. Any their contention, what they've spread, is that any minority group, for instance, that gets some sort of assistance is getting what they call special treatment, and which is unequal. And that's how their listeners click. Oh yeah, that's right. So I can say I hate affirmative action or somebody getting a job, a hand up.
Right.
I can hate that. has been legitimized.
Yep. I agree. I think your analysis is accurate, Andy. And as I said, we need to have media literacy in the United States. We need to teach critical thinking skills. And we need our mainstream media, the semi-official media, the corporate media, as it were, but, you know, particularly like the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the big networks, to start calling out the media that lies. In this case, specifically, I was directing my ire at Fox News, but there are other networks that regularly lie as well. The New York Times prides themselves on correcting their errors, you know, in the paper. But, you know, they're not willing to correct the errors of Fox News. And I think it's a shame.
Good. Well, trusted sources are the other thing that people believe in, trusted sources. Whether it's true or not, they believe, you know, if they trust that source, they'll accept it. And that throws everything out of whack completely.
Yeah.
And that's why if you repeat a lie long enough and over enough, over and over, it will be believed. And
Hitler was right.
That's what it's been so.
Yep. Amen.
So effective.
Andy, thank you very much. You said it so very well, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. Janet in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Janet, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was doing some research for my new book, The United States of Terror, about the theocracy here in Florida, when I ran into something interesting, and I used it to create a voter guide that lets people know how to tell a Republican from a Democrat and vote to keep our freedom. And since I've learned such a lot from you over the years, I thought I'd share this with you.
Thank you.
In the 1980s, Newt Gingrich urged his fellow Republicans to act more like our cousins, the selfish king of the mountain chimps. Gingrich claimed it's just our nature, like the chimps, to be brutal and competitive. Politics is a cutthroat war for power, and Republicans need to treat their opponents in a nastier manner. And so civility's left our Congress and our world as Republicans have picked up Gingrich's call to be heartless, uncivilized sociopaths. They've used the notion that brutality is natural to excuse their behavior, as if immorality is our only option.
Yeah.
But it turns out that we also share genes with other apes, the bonobos, who take care of each other. The bonobos were separated from the chimps by the Congo River in Africa. When there was a drought, the bonobos survived by foraging for whatever food they could find, bringing it back and sharing it with the rest of their group. They exemplified survival of the most cooperative and loving. The chimps on the other side of the river would survive by taking whatever they could. Do we have to stop?
Right. But yeah, we're out of time, Janet. But yes, the chimps would do it by what? Attacking each other?
Oh, they take whatever they could.
Oh, I see.
Anyone smaller than themselves, only the biggest and strongest survive.
Janet, I'm out of time, but you made your point very well. Thank you very much for doing so. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Michael Sozan, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to discuss Trump's attacks on democracy. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.